I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You found primetime action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hour number 2 of primetime action live from the South Point Hotel Casino. Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. Glad you could hang with us tonight. Momentarily, and I'm talking about 8 minutes away, so whatever your definition of momentarily is, that's mine. 8 minutes from the Braves and Dodgers game number 5, perhaps the closeout of the L.A. Dodgers. Imagine the Giants with 107 wins, the Dodgers with 106. The Giants fell to the Dodgers in a best-of-five DS series, and now the Braves have the Dodgers right where they had them last year, by the way, in the NLCS. Down 3-1. We know what happened there. They couldn't close them out. Dodgers went on to win it all. The Braves have another chance in this very same scenario.
Since we don't have a breaking news, don't sounder on here, Gil.
Because when people hear that, they think breaking news.
Yes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, whatever that was, breaking news.
Jay Glazer apparently is just high, is like just holding on to his, like every Thursday night he's just going to, because remember last Thursday he had something, Thursday before he's got something.
He's mad that there's a Woj bomb and he doesn't have that phrase for it.
He just holds on to stuff for Thursday nights. Baker Mayfield tells me in addition to his torn labrum, he also has fractured his humerus bone in his shoulder. According to a scan this week, Baker said that the fracture is preventing his rotator cuff from firing, which I think you need your rotator cuff to fire. That seems like a bad thing.
We're talking non-throwing. Both of these on the non-throwing show.
I need to get that fracture to heal for me to get back out there, he said.
Of course you do. Yeah.
So this is not a one-game absence
tonight. Of course not. This is why, like, after the game, you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to play on Thursday. No, you're not. I don't care if it's not your throwing shoulder. It couldn't have been, and again, I preface it all by saying, I am no physician, but doesn't it seem like if it's popping out on its own, you can't play football, man.
Yeah, I'm no doctor either. Right. I just Googled humerus bone to make sure I knew which one I was talking about.
Were you like, is that the femur? What's the femur?
Exactly,
what's
that's what
humerus?
I was doing. And if you don't know, it's that one right here. It's the upper part of your arm.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with you. I think it's kind of important in football to have that intact.
Boy, you got to feel for the Browns, though. The same way you felt for the 49ers last year. I mean, it's just a mash unit, man. You said it, I think, earlier this week, Matt. You can have, and Jeff Schwartz said it on a numbers game this week, you can have a certain number of injuries. You can overcome those. But at some point, you just can't.
You just can't. It was the 49ers last year.
Yep.
It's the Browns this year. Like, you just get to a point where there's just so many of them at so many key positions, you're not going to be able to do anything. I was talking about that strikeout prop, though, with Max Fried. And, again, he's like a little under a strikeout in an inning guy. He's like 8.6 per 9. So not quite the nine per nine guy. But if you look, if you think that you get a typical Max Fried start, then the over 4.5 would certainly be the way to go, because starting July the 28th, Gil. 7-6-6-6-9-6-6-6-6-7-9-7, and that finishes out the regular season. Two postseason starts, 6-6.
He good.
So he has not gone fewer than six innings since before July the 28th. So guy gives you innings. He's right, you know, a little bit below the strikeout and inning type guy. So if you think he gives you six, he's gonna get you. He's gonna get you over the 4.5.
How good is Vasgersian, by the way? Just answering all the questions as honestly as possible. I mean, he has an MLB Network job. He works with the Angels. So, I mean, there is some, you know, he's got to be aware of what he says, but he's as honest as he can be.
Custom background that he had going
custom
on there.
Custom background. Yeah.
Absolutely. That was like custom shelving with all the stuff and everything.
Yeah, that's just a little room in his house.
You know what we learned during the pandemic? Everybody has a bookshelf.
Yeah. He was one of our frequent guests during the pandemic, mm-hmm. and it was that's one of the houses, one of the rooms in his houses. And I asked him, everything in there has just been given to him because he's a nice guy.
Wow.
That was all very of them nice. Were gifts. I was like, wow.
Very nice.
Excursion's awesome. I love
it. Yeah.
No one's gifted me anything. I guess I'm not a nice guy.
I've gotten Kenny White's book a couple
studios
times.
Studios at the South Point, if you want to come gift me anything.
I'm still reeling over your breaking news sound.
Hey, wait, that's not fair. I gave you a pair of shot glasses like a week ago. The VEASAN Christmas present from three years ago.
Well, that's true. You re-gifted VEASAN shot glasses.
I left them.
Oh, yeah, you left them here. They're in the closet.
What Christmas year was that?
It was like 3.5 years ago.
I did. I left them.
Kelly's like, look, here, have
these. Almost 4 years ago. VEASAN Christmas present for almost 4 years ago.
They're about to start at Chavez Ravine for Game 5. The football game's about 15 minutes away. How do you... Okay, we have our bets. Let's recap our bets. You're on the... You tied the Broncos in with the...
I tied the Broncos in with the Packers, and I'll fully admit here, with the way this injury report went, I went ahead and came back in on the Browns at 1.5. So I'll hope to middle it, and
we'll, playing both sides,
we'll go from there. But there's a lot of there's a lot. I mean, listen, again, it's the best of a bad situation for the Browns. I mean, they get a couple of the offensive linemen back, they get both starting wide receivers, or at least going to give it a go. Well, how long Odell and Jarvis can go, we shall see. But, I mean, they're both going to be able to give it a go. Both the pass rushers are going to be out there as well. I mean, like, it's the best of a bad situation for them, no doubt about it. So I don't really like this Broncos position that I'm on too much here. So, fortunately, limited liability to them as it is anyway. And then also just took a fun, because we can have fun, Gil.
Yeah, man.
We can have fun bets every now and then. Yeah, man, I took a D'Ernest Johnson to score in each half.
Did you?
At 17-1.
Oh, look at you. The little rogue bets he made in the break there. And Kelly, you're all in the Broncos teaser with the Packers as well, right?
I have the same teaser at different numbers. Yes. Broncos, I might look live. I'm kind of with Matt on that. I don't love it. But... I'm in the same boat, smaller position anyway, so I might just let it ride. I do think that I'm still getting that many points. Teddy's on the field, and with this low of a total in the weather, I'm not gonna jump in pregame. I'm at least gonna see how it plays out, see how bad the weather is. Because if it's a complete disaster and they're just turning the ball and handing the ball off every time, turn around, handing the ball off, I'm fine taking 7.5 points.
And look, I think they looked at this, and I did not expect Jarvis Landry to play, right?
Like, yeah,
I did not expect Jarvis Landry to play. Honest to God, I didn't think that Odell was going to play. Like, I thought they would be like, hey, short week, let's give them the 10 days of, let's give them the 20, you know, days of rest and all the stuff like that, and like let them before the next game. But
Jarvis Landry, we knew by this morning he was playing. Though.
Like, frankly, yeah.
Well, no, he just got activated. Like, you can be activated.
They said by 4 p.m. they have to decide, but it looks like he's playing.
Yeah. Like, actually, though, like, why are they playing? I'm like, I don't know that I'd be wanting.
Well, that's the thing is, I think they looked at this and go, look, we're 3-3. You mess around and lose this one, and now you're sitting 3-4, and it's a real uphill battle to get into the playoffs, you know. And so I think that they just looked at this and said, hey guys, if you can go, we really need you to go. I thought only one of the offensive linemen was going to play. So I think there was a lot of rallying going on here of like, we can't let this one slip. Like this has got to be one that we got to take here.
I ended up going with I also did not feel super strong about the Broncos teaser leg, but I took the Broncos teaser leg in a same game teaser with the under 46, expecting the weather to perhaps have a say in this game as well, which would be a very apt tone setter for what you've already dubbed week 7 as, which is
the stink.
The stink.
It is the stink.
Yeah.
Boy.
Let's do our first touchdown little fun bet here. Look at that. Of course, the odds won't matter for our fun bet. Who gets your honors here? Kelly, what did we decide?
It's Matt.
Real quick, Gil, as this first pitch is about to happen, minus 135 on the Dodgers, plus 115 on the Braves as we get going here.
Davey Roberts going with Joe Kelly on the hill first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bullpen game.
All right, it's good. It's Matt, Gil, and then me.
Who won last? You won last time.
I won, so I go to the back of the line.
Okay. Matt, you're first.
Because everything has rules.
Gotcha. A lot of rules on this show. A
lot of rules.
The show comes with a manual.
Austin Hooper, 20 to 1.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, wow. Austin Hooper, 20 to 1. The 20 to 1 doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
You're just trying to be.
Yeah, just to let everyone know what it is. If they. You know.
I am going to go with Donovan Peoples-Jones, Cleveland Brownies. Kelly?
Yeah, I just had to Google something because I saw Jerry Jeudy listed on there.
Not playing.
I would not bet on Jerry Jeudy. Yes. I just wanted to triple check that.
Yes, not playing.
I will go with Noah Fant. Noah Fant.
Oh, you're always on the other side. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Noah Fant. All right.
So two tight ends.
And I went Peoples-Jones.
And a different type of wide receiver. I like the way we did that. Like, we're going outside the box here.
We are.
We didn't go with any of these favorites.
No, of course not. Dernis Johnson, the short shot on the board. 7-1. Everybody else double digits, by the way. You're scoring at home. Atlanta and Dallas in basketball, the Trae Young, Luka Doncic, I can't believe we were traded for each other game. Atlanta up 10 early in the second quarter. 34-24. Mavericks having a tough time putting the ball in the basket here. 24 points through 16 minutes of basketball.
Cam Reddish with 12 points already for the Hawks.
There, just as I say that, poor Porzingis on a jam. 8 points. What's Dallas on the in-game? Would you play any in-game on this? Oh, you have Atlanta pre-flop.
No.
You have Miami pre-flop.
I have Heat pre-flop.
I get mixed up between your two teams of choice, the Heat and the Hawks.
Yeah, this is we have to get win total bets in here like before the season starts. We don't have these great live dynamic win totals. I have overs on both the Mavericks and the Hawks. So probably when I was discussing this earlier in the week, I should have said, hey, if you're in a market with dynamic win totals, maybe wait till this game's played because it might change a bit. But yeah, this is my pregame action tonight is on the Heat, and that was just based off of Drew Holiday being out, was able to hop on a nice money line number on the Heat. The live numbers right now in this game, Hawks lead by 8. They are 6.5-point live favorites, 207.5, the live total.
We don't usually seize on the very first at bat of a baseball game, but Eddie Rosario's up at the plate, obviously leading off for the Braves. And for people who bet the NLCS market, he was the favorite going into tonight, and justifiably so. You could have gotten him at minus 140 on DraftKings this morning. And so for those who did make that wager, obviously you're hoping for him to do good things every time he's up at the plate. And that begins with his first at-bat here facing Joe Kelly. 2-2 count to start the game off as Max Fried does his whole pregame routine in the dugout. So we'll see what Eddie Rosario does. 2-2 pitch from Joe Kelly as we go to break. Joe Kelly sizes it up. He looks. He deals. Okay, I'm ahead of time. Sorry. And the 2-2 pitch to Rosario. Anytime now, Joe Kelly. We got to go to break. Pitch it. Oh, my
20-second
God.
20-second pitch.
Rosario's like, I can't take this either. He calls time. Get out of here. We'll come back. Football. Browns, Broncos next. VSiN's Primetime Action.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
And now the 2-2 pitch to
still,
Rosario.
Still's not thrown it.
No,
he still hadn't thrown it.
I'm kidding. He threw it. He finally threw it. He did. Joe Kelly was like, I'm going to mess with not only Rosario, but also Primetime Action and not throw this pitch. He did retire Rosario. So Ozzie Albies taking his hacks now. 1-2 pitch coming from Kelly. Early going, top of the first. At Chavez Ravine, the proverbial must-win situation. Do or die, back against the wall. Whatever your cliche for the L.A. Dodgers.
Just get it done, Braves. That's all I'm saying. Just get it done.
Man with an Astros ticket talking right there. Broncos and Browns playing tonight. Broncos, obviously, by the way, they just had the Jay Glazer report that you just shared with us. He just gave that out again. Humorous issue. Broken. Good Lord. He's going to be gone for a while, I think. AFC West, though, because the Broncos are involved tonight. Let's look at the AFC West, because earlier on Primetime Action, earlier this year, you may recall that after game one of the NFL season, I think we all passionately sort of said, hey, man, this adjustment on the Broncos season yes. win total all the way to 10.5, what was that all about? They were 7.5 and maybe 8.5 before the season. They beat the Giants, team they were supposed to beat. They were favored, and all of a sudden, it was adjusted to 10.5, made no sense whatsoever, and now we're back down to 8.5. So I hope everybody did take that advice and jumped on the under to the Broncos. They won their first 3 games. Really easy competition. They lost their next 3. They're at the bottom here. So to win the division, the Chiefs, plus 110. 3-3, but plus 110 to win the AFC West. Chargers, plus 130, a game ahead. So are the Raiders. Raiders are 4-2 tied atop the AFC West, and they're 8-1. Then the Broncos, 11-1. What do you think about that? Raiders, 8-1. Then the win totals adjusted. Chiefs are at 11.5, which is, you know, not far away from where they were before the season started. It's pretty amazing. Chargers 10.5, and both the Raiders and Broncos at 8.5. And you see the yes-nos on the playoffs with the Raiders as close to a coin flip in this market as you will get.
It really comes down to, do you believe that the Chiefs are going to be able to right the ship? Because, I mean, if you look down the rest of their schedule to where they sit right now, I mean, being at 3-3, there are still games against Green Bay, against Vegas, against Dallas. They play Vegas twice, actually. They still have to play the Chargers again. Do we believe that Cincinnati is for real or not? They still play them in week number 17. Then, you know, Broncos in week 18, and that's not a big deal. But there are some real competition left on this schedule here. So it really comes down to, I mean, is this defense we saw this past week, which did look like they were trying some different things that looked like they were trying to figure some stuff out as well. I should also mention they're getting healthier as well. Treverius Ward and Chris Jones were out there practicing today for this team. They hadn't played the last 2 weeks as well, so that's a step in the right direction for the Chiefs as well. I think the only play is like an under or pass on that
under,
win total.
Under for sure. I mean, listen, they're 3-3. Before the season started, their pre-flop season win total was 12.5. They've gone 3-3, and it's 11.5. That is, you know, just as improper an adjustment we were talking about on the Broncos. That's also a improper lack of an adjustment to get the over here. To get the over on this now at their adjusted price of 11.5, they've got to go 9-2 the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They can only lose 2 games the rest
nine
of the way.
9-2. That's not happening.
I mean,
gone.
Again,
Freddie Freeman gone. 2-0 Braves. Ozzie Albies got on base beforehand, and Freddie Freeman has just launched one off of Joe Kelly. 2-0 Braves.
Frederick.
Frederick Freeman.
Dual citizenship Freeman.
Canadian and American. Wow. Into the right center field bleachers. And that crowd at Chavez Ravine, from fake cheers to quiet real quick. Sorry about that, LA fans. Wow. Dodgers already behind the eight ball.
Still, how many are leaving right now?
Yes, right. We'll see the lights in right field now, like the Kirk Gibson home run. Hey, what are those lights out there? 2-0 Braves, still one out in the top of the first. Again, Braves with a 3-1 lead in the series.
I mean, if you tell me they're going to – I'll put it this way. You should – if you want to bet the over on the 11.5 with the Chiefs, then you are just betting on them riding the ship and that this team's going to be awesome like we thought maybe before. Like, you should bet them to win the Super Bowl. You should bet them to win the conference as opposed to, like, the over on the 11.5. Like, if they're gonna go 9-2 the rest of the way on this stretch right here, then that means they're the hottest team in the NFL. They're rolling into the playoffs. Like,
can I ask you a question? Like, seriously, like, that's a ridiculous number. What in the world? Who thinks their defense is any good?
I was away from the mic when you guys said that. Sorry. Like, 9-2? 9-2? Are you kidding me? That's not happening.
Mm-mm.
I don't even have to look at their schedule and I know that's not happening.
Well, again, like I said,
you got another game against the Chargers.
Like,
you got the Titans.
Right off the bat, yeah, there's another game against the Chargers. There's the Cowboys. There's Green Bay. That's three teams that are at least in their, like, upper echelon.
As good, if not better than them.
And then you have the always – I mean, do we know if the Raiders are any good or not? Who knows? But they get them twice. So, I mean, maybe they can split. Well, I mean, there are some games. There is some real competition left on this. I mean, listen.
Would you be that shocked if the Titans beat them this week?
No, not at all.
I wouldn't be that shocked.
Not at all.
I mean, week 17, look, Bengals are going to be 14-3 by whenever they play them in week 17.
Here we go.
I was waiting for that.
Like, who plays quarterback? There's some real competition left on the schedule here.
No, I think that's insane. Got to a shot of us in week 17. Like, oh, well, here are the Chiefs.
What was the juice on the under on that? I'll have to look that up.
It has to be. I can only imagine.
I don't know why I'm asking, because I didn't put it on the graphic and I wrote the thing myself. So.
Dodgers bullpen already active. Already active.
And the fans, even the fans don't even know who that is. They're like, who?
Mary Hart is distraught.
Like, who's E. Phillips?
Phillips in the bullpen for the Dodgers.
Under 11.5 wins, plus 110.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, what
it's
in the world?
It's plus money to bet the under.
Money.
If you are in a DraftKings jurisdiction, please go bet that.
Put that away and feel good about it.
I feel better about this one than the Broncos one we said after week one.
Well, they're both illogical. That's what I said. The Broncos was a ridiculous adjustment. This is a ridiculous lack of an adjustment. From 12.5 to 11.5 after going 3-3? 3-2 pitch.
Man.
From Joe Kelly. One out. 2-0 Braves.
They have one layup left on the whole schedule. They play the Giants next week. And then after that, every one of these games, should things go wrong, I mean, they could lose these games.
Because they put up the non-basketball moves point of emphasis thing. Oh, they took it down now. When a shooter leans into a player, like, it's so vague.
Gil, I have no. Okay, so we are watching Trae Young,
but he didn't do the backstep thing.
But that's the exact one you and I were talking about that you're never going to be able to enforce because you just got a defender on your back, and all I have to do is pull up for a jump shot.
But the Trae Young thing is a good basketball play.
It is.
There it is, guys. 25-mile-an-hour winds right now.
Oh, yeah, look at that flag.
25-mile-an-hour winds.
Just pay us already.
And with that, tick down 39.5 at DraftKings.
We're in 2021, and we have a 39.5.
39.5. 1.5 across the board in favor of the Browns. 39.5
That's
now.
What you should have done, your little sounder, that we have a sub-40 total.
No, but like, and so, Gil, I mean, that the Trae Young thing is... Okay, did he get called for something? Is that what they're arguing about?
No, they did. In fact, they called a foul against the defender, so they didn't enforce that at all. I don't know. We didn't see the play. It wasn't like his textbook thing where he stops and the dude hits him from behind. I don't think
they did. He was going in the lane and then pulled up, and someone ran into the back of him. Doncic is shooting shots. I don't know. We don't have the audio, so we might be sounding like idiots.
But what I'm saying is Trae was at the line a second ago.
He was okay.
So I mean. Again, if you've ever played at any level, right, there were dudes who did that all the time. Right?
It's a good basketball
play. People have like little quirks on offense where they make those moves. Case Keenum, first play, pass, got it, man. Is that Jarvis Landry.
Right out of the gate.
5 yard gate. There we go. The slip right outside the sidelines. Let's put the slipperiest surface we can possibly put right on the outside.
For those watching us, this is the Kelly beard blends directly into the shirt that he's got on right now. So the beard just keeps going right into the shirt.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that sentence.
Yeah, you see? The beard just blends right into the shirt.
The beard matches the shirt.
The beard just blends right in.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and people think I do it on purpose.
It's an extension of the shirt. Reason. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, Gil, I've watched two nights of the NBA now. Mm-hmm. I've seen that move, the moves that they're supposed to be enforcing.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
It is exactly what we said.
Go Hooper.
Oh, no.
Plus territory. Big gain for the Browns.
It's exactly what we said 2 weeks ago, though. Like, it's going to be impossible for them to enforce these moves. Like, Steph Curry was doing his same thing. Well, he's leaning right on shots, and, like, they're not calling it.
Trey shot free throws. They called some on the defense. You're absolutely right. But I will say this. Some of the James Harden moves, they should call.
They should, yes.
Because that's not basketball.
They're going to be all the ones that are so egregious that it's obvious to everyone that it's not a basketball move whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, the James Harden, he does the stuff where, like, there is no intention to shoot the ball whatsoever.
Right.
Like, the shot was never even a part of what he's doing.
Oh, is that Ernest? Is he wearing 30? Yes, it is. That's a big gainer for the Browns. The Browns just carving him out right now on this first drive of the game. A minute and a half in. That's a big run for Ernest Johnson out of South Florida. Look at that.
He was a what? What was he? An astronaut? What was it?
Oh, Argonaut. No, an Apollo.
An Apollo.
An Orlando Apollo.
Right. Yes.
In the AAF.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Joe Kelly is fake national champion. Joe Kelly with a trainer is out of this game. He goes two-thirds of an inning, gives up two earned runs. There you go, Joe Kelly. Thanks for playing. We'll come back. More football at VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on Primetime Action, Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. Glad you could hang with us tonight. Cleveland 7, Denver nothing. A 5-play, 75-yard drive to open this game that took 2 minutes and 40 seconds for the Browns. Literally 1 second down play, a 2nd and 3. The rest of them were all first downs. They just moved the ball downfield with these. The Broncos have yet to get off the bus.
Look. Did you see our little scoreboard thing that we put up on the screen right there?
I did not.
We put the Jarvis Landry catch instead of the Austin Hooper catch for 34 yards on there.
It's disrespectful towards
Disrespectful to Austin Hooper and his 34 yards. If you, we were talking a couple days ago earlier in the week, we were saying like it was a rough fantasy week with all the teams on bye, all the injuries, stuff like that. So we mentioned D'Ernest Johnson as a guy that you might could go get. He's already paid off if you got him. He's already got 34 yards and a touchdown. You got 9 points out of the guy already. And you were not expecting to get anything out of this guy.
You know, I was calling those the first couple of plays, and I saw 30 on the Browns. I go, I guess that's D'Ernest Johnson. It was a D'Ernest Johnson. And then after D'Ernest Johnson scored, they flashed onto Felton instead.
They flashed onto Felton. He didn't even get his little moment of glory.
They're like, I don't know who scored.
I'm like, I need a first touchdown number on this Felton guy. Oh, wait, this is not who scored. Never mind.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that was – listen, first drive, we get it. They're scripted and all that, this, that, and the other. But they walked right down the field right there. There was no resistance whatsoever from the Broncos.
Kelly, did you take the heat tonight?
Yeah, did I just see they're up 22-3?
22-3.
What's up, Bucks?
Hey, it's a letdown spot.
It's a classic letdown spot.
Classic letdown spot.
Also, well, Party Town spot.
Party Town spot is kind of real, actually.
Also, Party Town spot, which, you know what? If someone wants to try to sell me on when people go to Miami or come to Vegas or something like that, I'll at least listen.
That's a spot
that
you're willing
real.
To listen to?
That
I'll at least listen to that
spot.
Because I've had players tell me that sometimes you just need to go to the fun cities and whatever. None of these are baseball guys, but like, you know, especially
when you've been cooped up, like you're cooped up in Milwaukee all year.
I mean, no offense to Milwaukee. It's funny you said Milwaukee. Like that was one of the, like, that was the, like,
that was the
like,
team. Yeah.
Like, you see that you got a road trip to Milwaukee and you're like, all right, cool or whatever. But then you get to go to Miami and like, you know, so yeah.
Meanwhile, the Broncos trying to stave off a 3-and-out and they do not. They do not. 4th and 1 at their own 34. And unless Brandon Staley's coaching the Broncos, I think they're going to punt, and they will. Or Mike McCarthy for dumb reasons, but they will punt. So a 5-play, 75-yard touchdown drive for the Browns, followed by a 3-and-out for the Broncos. And there you go, first 5 minutes of this ballgame.
Run, pass. Melvin Gordon, 2 carries for 3 yards. Then they get a completion to Noah Fant for 6. But unfortunately, 6 plus 3 is 9.
Kelly, I want you to start a spreadsheet of combined letdown party town spots.
I was just thinking of how many points each is worth, because like Vegas and Miami have to be equal. But you got to remember Atlanta. That's a big one, too. That's
and Toronto.
Yeah, and Toronto. That's true. And Toronto, you got to go through customs, too, which all a bunch of the players complain about, how much longer the travel process takes.
That's an aggravation spot.
It's an aggravation plus a party spot, yeah.
The difference, though, Vegas and Miami, like, you just roll out and you're sort of, there it is.
Yeah.
In Atlanta or elsewhere, you have to really seek it out.
You do.
And yet they do.
Yet they do. Yeah.
yet they do. Because the wings, I'm told, are great.
Man, I just really wish we could get James Harden to speak really openly and honestly on this subject.
One day he will.
He could give us a power ranking one day he will.
Do you know that there is a establishment that we are referring to that has a James Harden banner in their rafters? That's how often he frequents it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
A James Harden banner in their rafters.
That's like, he's my personal hero.
I've seen a picture of it, by the way, in case anybody's wondering. Really? How do you know that, Gil? Seen a picture. Two to nothing. Dodgers now.
He's like, because it's right by mine. Because the banner's right next to mine.
The picture of me going like this.
Gil's got a cheeseburger named after him there.
That's right. Mookie Betts taking his axe at Max Fried. 2-0. Braves now in the bottom of the first, and Mookie grounds out to third. There you go. Mookie, who could not be retired in this series, came up small yesterday and starts out with the ground ball here.
Also of note, I don't think he's in the lineup tonight. No, he's not. But Jorge Soler got cleared, finally, from the COVID.
He did.
Yes.
Okay.
So should they advance to the World Series, remember that when you play in the AL park, you get the DH. So now you get to add in a bat like Jorge Soler into your lineup as well.
Imagine
to go along with what they've got.
Imagine, you know, the Dodgers have no Muncy, no Turner. The Giants didn't have Brandon Belt. The Braves are doing all this without Acuna.
Yeah.
Who's might be the best player in baseball. Might be. It's no Juan Soto, future NL MVP. But you understand what I'm saying. I mean, it's incredible how they've overcome that. Remember that night we thought, the Braves are done. Phillies will catch them. Phillies are clearly the most talented team now in that division. They'll catch them.
Did you see Juan Soto trying to play hockey today?
No, I did not.
It was entertaining.
Gil says, you better stop that nonsense.
You can still win the MVP this year, though, but you should stop that nonsense. By the way, speaking of that, for those who have baseball award betting tickets, because I was curious, because, of course, we have multiple baseball award tickets.
Shohei.
So here's Shohei. So here's the deal. So November 1st. So what is that? That is 11 days from now. So the World Series will maybe be done. The World Series, the earliest possible ending date is October 30th. The latest is November 3rd. So we don't know if the World Series will be going on or not, but that's immaterial to this. November 1st, either way, the Baseball Writers Association of America will reveal on MLB Network, live at 6 p.m. Eastern, baseball's 4 major awards, Manager of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, MVP, both leagues, both in the National American League, and they will announce 3 finalists for each of those. Do y'all know this is how they do it? This is how they're doing it. So November 1st, they're going to announce 3 finalists for all of those, NL and AL, Cy Young, Rookie, Manager, and MVP. Then the next day, nothing happened. They're going to announce Golden Glove Award winners. Then, like, the day after that, Defensive Player of the Year stuff.
So there's days in between the finalists getting announced and then the actual. I wonder if books put it back up.
That's a great question. So we're going to marinate over these 3 finalists per league in all 4 of these categories. Maybe your guy that you have a ticket on will get in, maybe he won't. Like, I could know already. Like, what if Juan Soto's not even in the final 3? That would be a travesty. But, you know, that would already. But if he is, oh, my God, right? He should be.
What if the books put it back up? That would be interesting.
So a week later, November 8th, they will give the Rookie of the Year Award winner, both the National and American League. November 9th, Manager of the Year, NL and AL. November 10th, AL and NL Cy Youngs. And then November 11th, finally, the last of these days, finally, AL and NL MVP.
That is incredible.
So we got to wait till November 11th.
Two and a half weeks we got to wait.
We got to wait for the finalists given November 1st, MVP not until the 11th. Yes, I looked it up because I wanted to know.
Man. Real quick, so it's 29-5 now, Miami Heat.
Yeah. Yes.
The Bucks have 5 points. P.J. Tucker has 5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal.
The Bucks are 1 of 13 from the floor. If you're wondering, they're shooting 7.7% on the evening.
So what are the Bucks now on the money line? 2:41 left in the first quarter. Down 24. You got to try to be down 24 with almost 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
On the money line, 7-1.
What's the spread?
+16.5.
Oh, you got to take the 16.5, right? You got to take that, right?
I mean, I'm going to go on a limb and say they're not going to shoot 7.7% for the rest of the game.
Boy, that is a limb.
They are 0 of 9 from 3. So 9 of their 13 shots have been from downtown.
I mean, they are without a substantial amount of players tonight, but I'm not doing it, Gil. I'm not doing it. It's too early in the season for these games.
Too early.
You're just going to take
your
win.
With these mind games.
Just take your win.
Yeah.
You've got the money.
It's the first quarter of an NBA game. I'm not writing this one home yet. Yeah.
Put it. Yes, right. Chalk it up. Why haven't they paid you yet?
I'm not betting +17.5, but I'm also not counting this as a win.
Yeah. Well, Cleveland Browns facing their first third down of this game. After an opening drive, case you missed it, 5-play, 75 yards to the house. And then a 3-and-out for Denver. And now Cleveland facing its first third down of this ballgame. And Denver could, how can I put this, use a stop here early.
Yeah, please.
At half, 51-44, Hawks over the Mavericks. Luka Doncic, the short shot to win MVP this year, 2 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 4 from downtown. He has 7 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. But he also has 4 turnovers as well that one. Their leading scorer, Hardaway, with 11.
See, Penny Hardaway got left off the top 75 all-time players list.
You know what, Gil? I didn't even look at that whole list because I saw, like, a list of 10, and I was like, there's 2 or 3 of these here that already don't make sense, so I don't even want to see what the full 75 is.
Yeah.
I saw a couple tweets of, like, people that were left off, and I was like, if these people were left off, I really don't want to see the list.
Keenum, oh, did he catch it?
He did.
He did. He bobbled it and caught a Jarvis Landry in plus territory. It looked like he was going to drop that, but he's came pumped. Up with it, and he is pumped. Case Keenum with a decisive throw to Landry. How does he? Oh, nice catch with a finger. Oh, he used the helmet of the defender.
It was like a horrible catch, though, right? Like, it should have been easy.
Should have been easy.
He made it really difficult on himself.
He made the ordinary look extraordinary. Look at that. Oh,
great pass.
My goodness. That's an amazing catch by Jarvis Landry in the end. Dodgers have a man on, 1 out. Will Smith at the plate. 2 out, pardon me, as he tries to even this up with 1 swing of the bat. To Ernest Johnson, close to a first down. We're coming back. Offensive rookie.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. we're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting National Championship is coming up November 5th through the 7th, and VSiN will provide coverage from the main event all weekend long, including live on-location updates for all the action. Visit SBNC, pardon me, for more information, and learn how you can enter for a chance to test your skills and win cash, including the $1 million top prize. That's VSiN.com/SBNC, Sports Betting National Championship. The Denver Broncos have finally held the Cleveland Browns here in the closing minutes of the first quarter. Case Keenum wrangled, so we get a long field goal attempt here coming up.
In 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Yes. Chase
thought it'd be fun.
Chase McLaughlin is going to attempt what appears to be a 52-yarder with 3:15 left. Yep, 52-yarder. The kick is up and good.
Oh, he drew it back like the way the
yes.
wind drew it back in.
Easy.
Awesome.
Easy yeah. peasy.
Wow, that was impressive.
10-0 Browns.
All right, Teddy, time to do something here.
Hey, Teddy, anytime you're ready, man.
Feeling a little worried about our teasers already.
I also have the under part, though, so I need this to slow down. Appropriately.
I need this to land on 7. Or 3. 3-7, whatever, doesn't matter.
6.
Yeah.
Blame both sides.
Somewhere in there.
Jarvis Landry already hit his over 3.5 receptions at -175. Is that right? Jarvis Landry. Do you have him 4 catches already? Is that true?
I'm checking. Yeah, 4 for 30.
Wow.
So we ended the first quarter, Miami 40, Milwaukee 17. So they did do a little mini run there at the end. They are no longer shooting 7% from the field.
Yeah,
22%.
But so did the Heat. He scored like 13 points in that last update.
They're still up 23. Wow.
Giannis has taken one shot.
Hey, Giannis.
One shot.
Well, letdown spot.
In the game.
So, you know.
Party spot. Party spot, letdown spot.
Giannis is
Oh, one. I would you like to attempt to say the name of who the leading scorer is for the Bucks?
Oh, dude with the long name?
Yeah. I have no idea who this is.
I think I saw him in Summer League.
Sandro Mamukala-Shavili.
Yeah, he was in Summer League.
Shavili.
Seton Hall, probably. Second round pick this year.
Mamukala-Shavili.
Nailed it. That sounded pretty good to me.
Not to be confused with tennis pro Nicholas Basilashvili.
There we go.
Both very difficult.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, not to be confused.
College football, SMU is rolling, by the way, in case you were betting on college football tonight. SMU up in their ball game 24-7 over Tulane. How often do you get to Tulane, man?
Tulane. You don't really... Not very often.
Because
when you go to New Orleans, you're just going to New Orleans for the experience. You're not really going down there for.
So looking more at this Bucks Heat box score, this is one of those things like we were yelling about this in the playoffs in so many times over the past couple of years. How does Giannis have one shot attempt?
Yeah,
one field goal attempt.
We screamed
you're
about this
smoked.
During the regular season last year, like several times. We would look up. There would be games they were getting beat by a ton, and then we would look. And he wasn't even taking shots. It's one thing if he's having an off night. I mean, that's fine. Like, we can deal with that. Like, at least you're doing your thing. Yeah,
and his one shot came from 3. I'm just realizing that. Yeah. He hasn't taken a shot from inside the arc.
Yeah.
That is it's criminal. Giannis, it's criminal. Yes.
That is unacceptable. He's a minus 13, by the way, guys. Y'all wondering. Minus 13.
Hey, Bam's not that good. Take a shot.
I wonder, are they doing these live props for NBA, too? Like, this is where I just... Like, you don't think they get in the locker room and it's like, hey, Giannis... Shoot, go to the hoop every time.
Right.
Your team's down 20, and it's because you've chosen not to shoot.
133 yards to 9 in this game, Browns over the Broncos, and they could not get the ensuing kickoff after that field goal even out to the 20. Browns are fired up with all their injuries, and the Broncos, again, listless so far.
Keenum, 6 of 7 for 72 yards, and the one incompletion, this happened when we were on break, the one incompletion could have been a pick. It was caught by the Broncos. He couldn't get 2 feet in. Could be a win situation. Could be an arm strength situation. Don't really know. But Odell Beckham had his man beaten by a good 3 yards had the pass been able to get over the defender's head. Odell would have walked into the end zone for a touchdown. So, I mean, there's as easy as it's been for them right now to have the 10 points, they could easily have 14 right now.
Giannis, live player prop, 21.5 points. I'm betting that if I could.
Betting that if I could.
This depresses me so much sometimes.
Take a look at Offensive Rookie of the Year while we're here, while we're watching these two ball games, baseball and football. Is this Ja'Marr Chase's award to lose? 3-1, he's the short shot. And then the quarterbacks, Mac Jones plus 450, Trevor Lawrence plus 750, Najee 8-1, Justin Fields plus 850, Trey Lance 10-1, and then a smattering of wideouts and tight end, Zach Wilson all the way down at 25-1. I will answer my own question. No, it is not Ja'Marr Chase's to lose. I still think a quarterback is much more likely to win this.
If he keeps up this pace, I think there will be there's going to be a lot of noise, I think.
So I'm going to bring it back to what I asked you guys like last time we did this. Ja'Marr Chase keeps up this pace, and Mac Jones makes it into the playoffs.
Yeah, we ask it every time.
Still, Mac Jones is without a doubt?
Yeah, to me. Because, okay. Again, we have the Justin Jefferson barometer from last year.
And you're not wrong. Yeah. I just think it's Ja'Marr Chase has been by far the best rookie so far. So it's like, that's where it just messes with my head when I think about it. That
if way. Trevor Lawrence throws for 5,000 yards, let's say it's not 5,000, let's say 4,500. Like, I mean.
So, like, that's where I think that him and Zach Wilson have almost already played themselves out of it just because of the interception total. Like, you're going to give it to a guy that's going to end the season with 16 interceptions or 19 interceptions, whatever he's on pace for?
The thing is, it's very easily that defenses could say, well, you're not going to beat us anymore. We'll let Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins, who are also good wide receivers, we'd rather them beat. I mean, he could disappear. Ja'Marr Chase could disappear much quicker than the other guys could, too.
I just hope, Big Ben, you just keep dumping that ball off to Najee. Just keep dumping it off to Najee.
The difference between, well, and again, we don't know what will happen the rest of the season, but this pace can't keep up. But let's just assume that even the pace is 50% of what it's at right now. Like, so while Justin Jefferson had all those yards last year.
Teddy going deep, and that's a one-handed catch.
Cortland Sutton. Boy, that was highlight reel.
Hey, right wow. Cornerback, maybe turn your head.
You'll see
maybe
that one a few
turn
times,
your man. Head. Bad technique. Ooh. Bad technique. Broncos plus territory. First time in Browns field, Browns side of the field in this game. Ooh, did he catch it? Yes,
yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
One catch. Nice. One-hand catch. Nice job. First and 10.
Ja'Marr Chase already has 5 touchdowns, and Justin Jefferson had 7 the whole season last year, right?
Ooh, interesting. Good comparison. Okay.
So he's not going to keep this pace. He's not going to score a touchdown a game. But even if it slows down by 50%, right, he finishes the year with 10-12, something like that. It is at least a different scenario, right? It's at least a little bit different than Justin Jefferson was last year. And I think the other thing is kind of like what we're talking about is none of these other guys have played good. Like, there's not any of these other guys that have played good up to now.
You imagine that this quarterback field is considered better than the one coming out next year. The one coming out next year, none of these guys in college project well.
I've been starting to look at some of the mocks because, again, you know, that is one of our favorite things is betting on the draft. There were at least 4 that I looked at that did not have a quarterback going in the top 15 picks.
I believe it. Last wide receiver to get Rookie of the Year, Odell Beckham Jr.
Where'd he go to school?
So this is
never heard of it.
So DraftKings has number one draft pick odds up. It's Thibodeau from out of Oregon is the favorite at -110, and then it's quarterback. Spencer Rattler +350, Sam Howell +450. How could you bet on Spencer Rattler right now? Like, that is incredible.
See, this is
he's not playing.
So this is very interesting. So this is where the betting market and then these mock drafts don't add up, right? Because not a single one that I looked at had him even going in the first round. Spencer Rattler.
Spencer, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But how could you imagine him, like, how could you imagine him going in the first 2 rounds?
Solo right shot for the Dodgers. AJ Pollock.
Nice.
Cuts the lead in half from 2-1 or 2-2-1. Nobody out, bottom of the second. Life. There's a pulse for the LA Dodgers. Down a run now. By the way, I'm looking at the last, this is amazing, the last 15 AP Offensive Rookies of the Year. Justin Herbert, of course, the offensive rookie of the year last year. Kyler Murray, before that, Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, Dak Prescott, Todd Gurley, Odell Beckham Jr., all very known names. I'm going to skip 2013. RG3, Cam Newton, Sam Bradford, Percy Harvin, Matt Ryan, Adrian Peterson, Vince Young. Guess who it was in 2013? I'll give you 25 guesses. Eddie Lacy.
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah.
Totally. All right. One of these things is not like the other.
From what school?
He went to Alabama.
Well done. So if somebody had to make a bet right now, then, Matt, who should they bet? Offensive rookie of the year. These odds.
A super long shot as opposed to any of those. Kyle Pitts.
Still Kyle Pitts?
Like Kyle Pitts, probably.
All right.
I mean, because if not, I mean, it's just these quarterbacks have done nothing to claim this gig so far. Now, there's a lot of season left, but they've done nothing to claim this.
True that.
Trey Lance ain't even going to start.
Can't argue with it. And Justin Fields hasn't been putting up numbers either. We'll come back. We'll watch some more. We'll preview some late NBA action tonight as well between the Clippers and the Warriors. VSiN's primetime action.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.